By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities continue to search for survivors after a 12-story beachfront condominium building collapsed outside Miami and Surfside on Thursday, killing at least one person, injuring 11 others. Nearly 100 people are still unaccounted for. Rescuers pulled dozens of survivors from the building just a few hours after the collapse. Authorities did not say what might have caused the collapse, but half of the building's roughly 130 units were affected. Some work was being done on the roof of the building, but it's not known just yet if that was a factor in causing part of the building to come down. A rare tornado struck along the Czech Republic's southern border Thursday evening, destroying parts of some towns as strong storms swept through the area and injured at least 150 people, according to emergency services and media reports. A Czech television meteorologist said the tornado along the Austrian border, well, southeast of the capital Prague, may have reached the F3, F4 levels, with winds hitting up to 267 kilometers per hour. That would make it the strongest in the Central European country's modern history, and the first tornado since 2018. Authorities say a fire swept through a martial arts school in central China earlier today, killing 18 people, injuring 16 others, some seriously. The Associated Press reported the fire was out and police detained the person in charge of the school. An investigation just getting underway into what may have caused that fire. For details on more news, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Joe Biden will meet with Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Peacemaker Abdullah Abdullah at the White House later today. The first face-to-face interaction between Biden and Afghan officials comes ahead of the withdrawal of the remaining U.S. and NATO forces from Afghanistan by September 11th, in line with Biden's direction to close what he has described as the forever war. Ghani's aides say he would raise the issue of future ties between the two countries and continued assistance for Afghan security forces. Late Thursday, U.S. officials told the Associated Press that about 650 U.S. troops were likely to remain in Afghanistan as a security detail for diplomats. The foreign military drawdown, which formally started May 1st, has led to an unprecedented escalation in fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents, dealing fresh blows to slow-moving U.S. brokered peace negotiations between the Afghan adversaries. The United States is planning to evacuate a group of vulnerable Afghan interpreters before the U.S. military completes its withdrawal from Afghanistan so they can wrap up their visa applications from safety. U.S. officials said on Thursday the evacuation of the at-risk Afghans would include their family members for a total of as many as 50,000 people. Workers and residents in Sydney were ordered to stay home for a week beginning today, as authorities locked down several central areas of Australia's largest city to contain the outbreak of the highly contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. So far, 65 COVID-19 cases have been reported, and the flare-up linked to a limousine driver infected about 2 weeks ago when he transported an international flight crew from Sydney's airport to a quarantine hotel. But authorities have since identified scores of potential infection sites visited by thousands of people across central Sydney, including the city's main business district. Australia has been among the world's most successful countries in COVID-19, with just over 30,000 cases and 910 deaths. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.